Good morning. You're listening to The Morning Interview on Raven Radio, KCAW, Sitka, your community radio station. I'm Catherine Rose, and I'm speaking to Chandler O'Connell this morning. She's the community catalyst at Sitka Conservation Society. Good morning, Chandler.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for being here this morning and for talking to me about something that you've been working on for about the last 4 weeks, Sitka Mutual Aid. Some people may have seen this organization or this crop up on social media and may be curious about it. I wonder if you can tell us what is Sitka Mutual Aid?
Yeah, absolutely. Sitka Mutual Aid Network is a project of the Sitka Conservation Society that was launched in response to the COVID-19 pandemic. And I think as we all know at this point, this challenge is definitely transforming life in Sitka for everyone. But we know that it's not impacting everyone equally. And we know there are folks in Sitka who will disproportionately feel the economic and social effects of social distancing and these other measures we've had to take to protect our communities. So for us, that really raised the question of how can we stand in solidarity with each other as a community? And the Mutual Aid Network, I think, is one of many responses to that question happening in Sitka right now. And really what it is connecting neighbors with each other, folks who are able to volunteer, folks who have financial resources, and connecting those things with households who can really put that to good use, who will feel a lot of impact from those connections. It's really about showing community care for each other. And so far, we've really focused a lot on grocery assistance, helping people make deliveries and do errands when they're socially isolated or quarantined. But it's evolving over time, and we welcome other requests for help and other offers of support.
And so how has it evolved? So you said you've started out doing grocery assistance and running errands for people, but what has changed over the last 4 weeks that people have been needing or people have been able to do for other people?
Yeah, well, we've really stayed in the realm of grocery assistance, but those first couple weeks, the model was we would get a request from a household where they had specific needs for groceries, they couldn't go to the store, and we would pair them with a volunteer who could take safety precautions and do that grocery trip for them and then drop off the groceries on the doorstep with a no-contact delivery. And so that's how we operated the first couple of weeks, and it worked really well. But one of the great things we've seen in town is that our local grocery stores, C-Mart and AC Lakeside, have been doing so much work to get set up to provide curbside pickup and delivery services. And so as those systems have really gotten nailed in, we thought about, well, what's best for the health of the community as a whole, and how can we minimize contacts with folks, those essential workers at the grocery stores as well? So now a lot of those individual grocery requests we're getting, we're able to fulfill directly with the grocery stores. And we might use a volunteer for the curbside pickup and delivery, but we often don't have to. So that's been a great way to minimize the contact points involved in fulfilling these requests. And it's also allowed us to shift focus to how else can we be of service to households in need. And so we've been doing a bunch of bulk distributions. As donated goods become available, we've been able to organize sort of big one-time events to get resources out to people's doorsteps. And so we'll use multiple delivery drivers, we'll have a staging area, and it's volunteers of being of service to their neighbors and community members, but it's we've shifted from that individual volunteer assistance to sort of a group effort, but still socially distanced.
And how big is that group? How many people have joined your ranks to volunteer to provide this service?
Yeah, so we right now have over 60 volunteers signed up to the Sitka Mutual Aid Network. And I also want to give a shout out to the folks who reached out to help through the Mutual Aid Network as well, because we're all part of this together. And it's just about connecting neighbors. And so at this point, we have over 75 households who have also reached out to the Aid Network for assistance of one form or another.
So you mentioned that you're one of many, many services in the community right now, and there are many that are already existing. I wonder if you can talk a little bit about those and point people toward what other resources you would recommend people take advantage of right now?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm really grateful to be a part of a community that cares about taking care of people, not just in the face of a crisis like this, but always. And so there's a lot of folks in town who work on food security, the Salvation Army, the Sitka Tribe of Alaska Food Pantry, the local soup kitchen program, which has rotating meal service at local churches. These are all places that care about feeding folks all year round. And those are also great places to focus support and donations right now as demand increases. So, you know, when folks reach out to Sitka Mutual Aid and say they have goods to donate, I try and first direct them to see if, like, those resources are appropriate for the existing food pantries and soup kitchens. But then we are also able to help get those goods out. So that's led to some great partnerships. And I want to thank Trinity Business Services, Highliner Cafe, the Southeast Dough Company, the Back Door. We've had some really great collaborations to connect households with resources. And another one that KCAW featured recently was the Alaska Longline Fishing Association's new seafood donation program. And we were able to actually enroll 35 households through the Mutual Aid Network in that program so far.
So in the moving forward, how can people get involved with the Sitka Mutual Aid Network? What kind of help are you looking for currently?
Yeah, great. So there's a few different ways. First, anyone who'd like to learn more about us can visit our Facebook page. We're on there at Sitka Mutual Aid. And at the top of that page, there's a pinned post with a form where you can sign up to volunteer. So that's the first way folks can help. And there's also a form there where folks can request support. So anyone can visit that Facebook page and fill out a simple form to get involved. If folks don't use Facebook, they're welcome to text me at 738-0357. And we're hoping to put up a simple website later this week to help people get more information. So that's the first way to get involved. The second way is that we are accepting donations, financial donations, that help us provide this grocery assistance. So far, we've distributed over $5,500 in direct assistance to Sitka households, and we'd love to be able to keep on doing that as long as we're feeling the effects of this pandemic. So to donate, you can visit sitkamutualaid.com. It's a PayPal window. Donations come through Sitka Conservation Society, so they're tax deductible. And that's been a really awesome to see the community show up to support this effort. And then finally, as I mentioned, if there's goods or services to donate that you would like to find a way to get out to local households, there's lots of organizations in town that can put those to good use, and we're one of them. So after you've contacted, like, the Salvation Army or Sitka Tribe of Alaska, feel free to contact us, and we would love to help you connect what you have to offer with folks who could put it to good use.
And is there anything else you'd like to add this morning?
No, I think this idea of the Sitka Mutual Aid Network is not a unique one. There are examples of this happening all over the country, and it was really amazing to see, as soon as it became clear how life in Sitka would be impacted from this challenge, people all over the community were asking for something like this. There was clear demand, folks who wanted to show up and be of service. So I just really have a ton of gratitude for this community, and Sitka Conservation Society is happy to be able to support, like, this one small piece of the response. And as needs change and we figure out how to respond sort of more systematically and sustainably to this way of life, we want to be there, like, side by side with our community, figuring out how to make it through.
All right. Well, thank you so much for speaking to me this morning.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
I've been speaking with Chandler O'Connell of the Sitka Conservation Society about the Sitka Mutual Aid Network. You can learn more about what they're doing and how to get involved on their Facebook page, Sitka Mutual Aid.